Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship and the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
The morning to God is an on-time God. Amen. Anybody got a testimony that you didn't know how it was going to work out? Seemed like in the very last minute of the last hour, the very last second of the last minute, God showed up and showed out. You know, and he did it in a way that you couldn't do nothing but give him credit for it. You know those situations where he tied your hands, where he made sure that there wasn't nothing in the bank account, made sure there wasn't nothing that you could do about it, but he showed up and took care. Or does anybody got a testimony that God is an on time? Amen. 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 It's true. He's an on-time God. Amen. 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 We read Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. We read verses 1 through 11. Now go ahead and give some background and to tell us a little bit more about the story. But we're going to deal with three verses, verses 3, verses 4, and verses 5. If you could stand to your feet and read with me, Luke chapter 5, verses 3, 4, and 5. If you would read along with me, amen. Amen. Did you have it? Would you say amen? Need a little bit more time? Say, Pastor, hold up. Wait a minute. Amen. Amen. It says, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, first and foremost, we say thank you. Once again, God, just thank you for this time and thank you for this moment. A moment that we've never seen, a place that we've never been before in time. God, thank you. Father, right now it's time to preach your word. Father, and we ask that your word would be shared in a way that you would have it to be done here in this place. So open up our ears, our hearts, and our minds that we would be able to receive what thus saith the Lord. Father, we need you and can't make it without you. Bless us, Lord, that we be blessed. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. To really, really, really get what Luke is trying to put across here, you really have to back up to chapter 4. Because chapter 4 starts to set the stage for what Jesus is about to do. If you're writing down a sermon for today's title, write down, put first things first. Put first things first. It would have been real easy to say, put God first. But today it's put first things first. Because I want you to get to a point today that you can understand what actually comes first. Amen. Amen. When we start out in chapter 4, we see that it's talking about Jesus and Jesus being in the wilderness. And he's in the wilderness 40 days. And as he's in the wilderness 40 days, the devil comes and tempts him. The devil comes and tempts him and say, well, hey, why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? Or why don't you do this? Or why don't you do this? And Jesus responds each and every single time to the enemy with the word of God. After he leaves out in the wilderness, he goes into a place of Galilee. And as he's in that area, he ends up going back into his hometown of Nazareth. And while he's there in Nazareth, he starts to speak what was once written in the Bible. It says in chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives, and recovering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." He closed the book and he sat down in the synagogue, and all the religious folk got angry. All of them got mad. The Bible goes on to say that they took Jesus out to the edge of the city to get rid of him, but Jesus slipped past them. And after he left there, he goes into another place called Capernaum. And while he's there and he says, "Look, it's a shame because no one will even recognize the prophet in his own place." And so even after that, he goes and he starts to talk about the prophets to the religious people, the folk that supposedly knew the Bible. He started to break it down and he started to tell them how the promise was no longer just with the Jews, but then it would be leaving the Jews, even as in old times, and how the prophets had blessed the Gentiles. They became even angered once again. And so he goes on out and he starts to heal. Here we get into the last part of chapter 4. He starts to heal. He starts to do all of these wondrous things, and folks start to hear about him, and his name goes out. This same Simon Peter has a wife whose mother is ill, and Jesus heals Simon's mother-in-law. He starts a relationship. And so by the time we get here to chapter 5, Simon Peter had at least, recorded in the Bible, had at least heard about Jesus 3 different times. He gets here to chapter 5, and this is where our message comes from. First things first. Verse number 3 says, "And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people." If you're going to put first things first, you're going to have to realize that the first thing that you have to do is make sure you do what God is telling you to do. Here in verse number 3, they had been fishing, they had been going out, they had been trying to catch all of this thing, and it wasn't working their way. Isn't that how it happens with us sometimes? Sometimes we go out trying to do it on our own. Sometimes we try to make it on our own and do things on our own, and in doing so, we mess it up. In doing so, we don't get the desired result. In doing so, seems like everything we try to touch fails. In doing so, it always doesn't seem to work out the way that we thought it was going to work out. The vision that God gave us, the way that we saw it happen, it just didn't turn out that way. Well, the first thing to do is to make sure that you're putting God's will first in it. Because you just can't go out there and do something just any old kind of way without first putting God first. God came to Simon Peter. He says, "Hey, Simon, I see you out here fishing. You're doing all of that other kind of stuff. But I need you to stop fishing and worrying about that. And I need you to be concerned about ministry." Because what Jesus was doing, he was preaching to the people on the land, but the people started to press upon him. So he said, "What I need to do is I need to get on this ship and just thrust out a little bit so I can get away from some of the people so I can actually start to teach." His posture simply said it. If you look back in the earlier verses, you'll find out that what had to happen is that every time that Jesus went to teach, he sat down. He stood up to read the scripture, but after he read the scripture, he says he closed the book and then he sat down. He was in a position to be able to teach. So he says, "Hey, Simon, put first things first. If you're going to put first things first, you got to do what I'm calling you to do first. Put me in the ship. Thrust me out a little bit, so that I can go ahead and teach the people." If you're going to put first things first, first you have to make sure you're doing God's will. That needs to be the first thing. Amen? Amen. Amen. Put first things first. Next, look at verse number 4. It says, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for draught." Launch out into the deep and let down your nets. We're going to put first things first. We need to first understand God has to come first. In everything that we do, God has to come first. After Jesus got through teaching, He says, hey, this is what I'm willing to do. I see that you had a need. I see that you have a desire. So what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and now go ahead and put your nets down, because I got something for you. If we're going to put first things first, we have to make sure we do what it is God is telling us to do. Secondly, God will bless our desires once we put him first. He'll bless our desires once we put him first. Understand that it doesn't say here in Scripture that now after he got through speaking, that Simon said something to him. It said that Jesus said something to Simon. Jesus, already knowing what was in his heart, already knowing what he wanted, already knowing what not necessarily just what he wanted, but also what he needed. His occupation was a fisherman. And so how can you be a fisherman if you can't catch fish? So he said, I know what you need. I know what you want already. But because you've put me first, let me now go ahead and take care of you. So many times we sit there and say, well, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why is this happening the way that it's happening? First, you got to put God first. You got to put him first in everything that you do. And then by putting him first, he'll go ahead and bless you. The Bible says over in the book of Psalms, it said, if you delight yourself in the Lord, if you first delight yourself in the Lord, he'll do what? He'll give you the desires of your heart. It all lines up. It all lines up. If I'm going to put first things first, I got to make sure God is the first thing that goes on in my life. Whatever his will is, whatever he's asking me to do, that's what I got to do. If I'm able to do that, then I'll start to see God will start lining up other stuff just to automatically come to me. He'll start lining up things to already just fall in line with what it is that he has for me, what it is that he's called me to do, what it is his purpose is for me. Amen. Amen. Put first things first. If you look down at verse number 5, you'll see, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Sounds like doubt to me. Anybody else? Anybody else can identify with that? God, you're telling me to do something that I done did already. It didn't work out the first time. I don't want to go back over there. I don't want to talk to them no more. I don't need to apologize to folk no more. I'm tired of forgiving somebody. Seems like every time I forgive somebody, it don't work out in my favor. I'm tired of going back to that. I don't want to do that no more. But then he says, nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net. First, when we put first things first, we have to understand that we have to do what it is God wants us to do first. Secondly, God will honor our desires when we put him first. Lastly, trust God's instructions. I want to sit here and tell you that as I'm looking here at this verse number 5, and it says, nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net. First, Simon doubted Jesus and what he was doing. Jesus, I done already did that. We've already been out there. We've been fishing all night long. And now you're going to tell me that in the hot of the day, it's time to go fishing. Anybody here like fishing? Anybody want to call themselves a fishing man, a fishing woman, a fishing person? I mean, you pretty much know what you're doing when you go out there to fish. Don't nobody have to tell you what to do. When you go fishing, what time of day do you go fishing? You go in the morning. You don't go in the middle of the day when it's hot. Why don't you go in the middle of the day when it's hot? You ain't going to catch nothing. Why won't you catch anything? Anybody know? Say it again. The fish are deep down. The fish, in the hot of the day, the fish go down to the bottom. They try to go ahead and get to where it's cooler. So as you look at this place and you start to study it, it says that this was probably about, I think it was 3 miles long, maybe about a mile wide in between. And that was about 100, almost 150 feet deep. And so putting out nets in the middle of the day wasn't going to be the day to catch fish. Anybody that's ever gone fishing with any nets or knows anything about boats when they fish, the net's not going down that deep. So it didn't make any sense to do what Jesus was telling him to do. As a fisherman whose profession this is what he was supposed to do, it didn't make any sense to do it. But I believe, the Bible doesn't say, but I believe in looking at the scripture, and as I said, and going back in chapter 4 and reading through chapter 4 and seeing some of the things that Jesus had done before, I believe Simon might have already had an encounter with Jesus. And based upon his previous encounter with Jesus, he said, you know what you're telling me to do don't make no sense. But I remember my sick mother-in-law. And I remember you praying for my sick mother-in-law. And in praying for my sick mother-in-law, I remember her being healed. I remember the person that was, the demon was all over their life. And you prayed for them, and the demon was removed. I just think that Simon Peter said, it don't make no sense to go let this net down right now. But nevertheless, I remember. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and do exactly what you said. If you go down and you finish reading on through that chapter, you'll find out that he caught so much fish. Not only could not the net almost break catching the fish, that he took the fish and he put it on his boat. His boat began to sink. They brought to another ship. They put the fish on there, and both of the boats almost sank before they made it back in the shore. God has something in store for each and every single one of us if we just put first things first. If we go ahead and put him first in everything that we do. Not in some of the things. Because, see, 99% won't do. A lot of us, what we'll do is we'll put God first in, you know, the certain things over here. But then there's some things we'll hold off on and say, well, I'm not ready for that part yet. God ain't ready for you to see all of that area yet. And that's why some issues are still going on. But if we go ahead and put God first in everything that we do, he already knows what we want. He already knows what we need. More importantly than our wants and what our needs, he already knows what he has planned for our lives. It's not that God wants to hold back anything from us. It's simply that God really wants to bless us. God really wants to give us those things that we need. He really wants to give us the things that we want. He really wants to make things line up for our best. And so once we put him first, he says, look, I'll go ahead and give you what it is that you need. But now in giving it to you, understand, before we got to verse number 5, God had already given Simon the fish, but he couldn't catch the fish unless he put his net out. And so God's going to say, look, I've already given you what you need, but until you start to listen to instruction, you're going to miss every single thing that I have lined up for you. God says, there's a way I want you to do it. There's a way it needs to be done. It's not about rules and regulations. It's about having a relationship with him and listening to what God says for each and every single one of us to do. I'm here to tell you, church, don't get caught up on religion, because it's not about religion. Get caught up on your relationship with him. Your relationship with him will guide you where you need to go to be able to do what it is that you need to do. That's the important part. So as we're here this Sunday, and we got folk that are graduating and folk that are doing all of that, and we got folk that are here to celebrate different folk graduating from school. Look, it's wonderful that you're graduating. Hopefully throughout this whole time, you've put God first through your graduation. Not only have you put God first throughout this whole thing, hopefully you've lined up and you're starting to see God's giving you some of the things that you want. He's giving you some of the things that you need. Now you might find yourself at a place that God already has it set up for you. It's just now up to you to follow the instructions, to do what it is he has set up for you. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Look, I don't want to hold you in here long today. The message that God gave today is really a very simple message. The Bible says, I believe it's over in the book of Romans, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put God first. So many times, Jesus, as he walked through the Bible, as he went through the New Testament, as he went to all of these different places. He said to different people over and over again, it's not about me. It's about my Father's business. I'm here to do what he sent me to do. As a believer, if you're not putting him first, that's why all hell is breaking loose in your life. As a believer, look, I've accepted him. I know who he is, and that's wonderful. That's great. That's the first step. That's a wonderful thing to do. But there's more to do after that. Don't accept him and then put him on your back burner. Don't accept him and pull him out every now and then just because now I'm in some trouble now. Let me pull out my Jesus card. I'm in trouble now. Let me start praying now. I'm going through some things. I need some answers. Let me pick up the Bible and start reading it now that I'm going through some stuff. But no, put him first in everything that you do. Put him first in everything that you do. And watch and see. The Bible says, he says, you know what? Try me and see. Taste and see if it ain't sweet. Just try me and see. I don't know where everybody is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know all the details. And frankly, I don't need to know because I can't do nothing about them. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a God that knows every single thing about it. Why go anywhere else when he's the answer? Why go talk to mama? Why go talk to daddy? Why go talk to somebody else about it when I can go talk to him? He's got all the answers. Already, he's got it all lined up. Put first things first. Watch and see if God won't bless you. Watch and see if he won't turn it around. Amen? Amen, amen. It's personal decision time. Personal decision time. And during personal decision time, I would simply ask, if there's something that's been said, if something's been done here today in the service, something been said during this preached word of God that has blessed you, something has been said to make you think about something differently, maybe you find yourself being in a position and saying, you know what? I've been running here. I've been running there. I've been running there. But I haven't been running for the Lord. I've been running. I've been doing this. I've been doing this. But I haven't been putting him first. I haven't been taking him at his word. I've been trying to do it on my own. I've been more concerned about how it looks to somebody else rather than actually how it looks to him. So many times in life, we can just get caught up doing so much stuff. I'm guilty. I'll let you know, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of running too much sometimes. And running too much sometimes, if you're not careful, you'll actually miss sight of what it is that you're supposed to be here for. Let me run over here and help this person with this. Let me run over here and help this person with that. Let me run over here and help this person with that. And running so much, not even spending my own time with him. And so it happens. So what happens? Maybe during this season, graduation, I'm running here, I'm running there. I got to make sure this is together. I got to make sure that is together. Maybe it's parents. You run in here. Got to make sure that's together. Make sure that that's together. Make sure that maybe it's relatives and friends running here, doing this, doing that. But not taking out the time to give God the glory, to give God the honor. It's wonderful to be able to reach in your pocket and be able to bless somebody. But it's another thing to be able to hold somebody's hand and actually pray for them. Put God first. God can bless them better than any of us can. We could bring together all of our resources right now and want to try to bless somebody. God's got something bigger in store. Maybe that's your personal decision. Maybe I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I've neglected to put the first thing first. Maybe the instruction part is your area. Maybe the instruction part is your area. Simon, I have a blessing set up for you. But what I need you to do is to put your net in the water. Maybe you're like that first part of verse number 5. But I done did that already. I didn't get the result that I wanted. It didn't turn out the way that I thought it ought to turn out. I'm still being talked about. I'm still being ridiculed. I'm still being stabbed in the back. No matter what, no matter how hard I work, they still ain't going to give me a raise. They still not working. Maybe you're like Simon. I've been doing that and it hadn't turned out the way. But are you doing it the way God is telling you to do it? Maybe. In your relationship with him, listen to what it is the Lord is saying. And do it his way. Follow his instructions. Only when Simon followed the Lord's instructions did he catch something. Notice he didn't just catch what he normally caught. He did something that didn't make any sense to anybody else. And in doing so, not only was he blessed with what he would normally catch, but the Bible says he was blessed with more than abundance. There's scripture that says the cup's going to run over. In this situation, the ships were running over. God has something more in store. Amen. 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 If that's your personal decision, with everyone standing in this place, please, you're able to stand, please do so. If that's your personal decision, you looked over your life.